We're off to an olive grove in Wairarapa now. Ross Vintner and Andrea Stewart of Darley Olives were hard at work harvesting this year's crop when Sally dropped in.
It's the end of May, harvest time in the olive grove. They're using long, vibrating rakes to comb through the trees, gently shaking the olives off the branches.
Yep, standing back.
The circular ollie net which collects the fruit unfolds like a fan on wheels. It's easy to move from tree to tree and clips on around the trunk.
So normally we're getting about 20, 25 kilos off every tree. And off this, of the Luchino. And so that's about a good industry standard. This year is an off year, slow year, so not a bad result.
Yep.
Ross took over the grove 8 years ago after dabbling in wine and olives previously. A lot of the trees were already planted, but they were very small, and they had to make a lot of improvements and diversify the range. They now produce oils from Frantoio, Picual, Luchino and Pendolino olives, and in a first for the area, Kalamata olives to eat.
These ones here, Sally, these are Pendolino, and they're tiny little, you can see them, and there we go, you can see, so the oil is just predominantly under the skin,
mm-hmm.
can go right through to the pit, and so all this is pressed. Pendolino are smaller, and of course a favourite for starlings. It's a very light, sweet oil, and we blend it with Luchino, and we also put other oils with Luchino as well to give it a wide flavour profile. But these, as the pollinator for Luchino, are critical. Very few people actually harvest them by themselves or sell them by themselves, but because they don't have enough flavour.
This year the harvest is down because of very cold weather during fruit set, drought over summer and bird strike. But thanks to irrigation and biodynamic methods, Ross is pretty pleased with the harvest. There are fewer olives, but they have a high percentage of oil.
Droughts and extreme weather events are now part of growing. And that's, again, why I have chosen to go down the regenerative agriculture line, because it actually helps you against those shocks. I formerly had a vineyard which was organic, and I dabbled in biodynamics, but now for the last 2 years we've gone in full bore and we're in the process of full conversion. That process will really amplify up. The biggest thing that I've noticed is that increasingly we're getting, with using organic and biodynamic methods, what we're getting is bunches of olives, not just single olives on a branch. It almost looks like a vineyard, and that means that the tree is actually is very happy in producing a good level of production. We're also getting good growth, and you can see we're looking at about 20 to 30 centimetres of growth in these trees per annum, which is fantastic, because that's the fruit for next year.
So if you want to have a go,
okay.
Here we go.
Right, I'll just put my microphone down.
So you first of all get a feel of it, just get a feel of the weight, and just come right this way, just turn over there, hold it through.
I can tell why this might hurt at the end of the day.
It seems to me that what we're doing is working, for us and this grove. It also helps me to know that I'm actually working with products which are safe and which are healthy, and I know that our consumers are enjoying that.
So this is where you do all the fermentation over here?
Yeah, I do. And this is all fermentation done here. And so these...
Ross uses a diluted fermented mixture made from common plants like comfrey to enhance the trees and the soil in the olive grove.
Comfrey. And so these are being stored. You can store them up for 2 years and it's all fermented. And basically that's a high nutrient value for trees and the grounds. And while a lot of people, can scoff at you and say, well, you're doing things by the moon and planets or the rhythm of the land, etc., and the cosmos, it actually scientifically adds up. And all the scientific studies that have been done show that the soil and the quality of the fruit, everything else, really matches up and actually outperforms chemical and other forms of agriculture. So that's why, you know, it's quite a pragmatic thing as well as it fits my beliefs. And I spend a lot of time in India, and I've seen biodynamics working there and holistic treatment of fruit trees and agriculture generally. And I've seen the value of it and how it actually works. I've seen areas where there have been basalt rocks on the Deakin Plateau turned into very fertile citrus and grape production, and just by the use of what essentially is a biodynamic method.
Ross says his methods improve the level of micronutrients in the olive oil, known as polyphenols, which have been shown to fight disease like heart disease and cancer.
Buyers now will buy your olive oil for polyphenol level, and that's a new thing. That's a very new thing for New Zealand. And you know, we're doing that. We're starting to sell now on our polyphenol level. So part of this grove I'm actually, you know, dedicating to high polyphenol production. In the United States, they have contests around who has the highest polyphenols, and Greece the same. And I think we're the only people in New Zealand who record the polyphenol levels on the labels. But all consumers deserve to know that, because that's the health goodness that you get out of extra virgin olive oil. And basically, at the most basic level, it's making sure the cells in your body have less oxidative stress. And that's the real secret of extra virgin olive oil. And it has lots of other health benefits, but that is primarily its true health benefit. And it's the only one you're allowed to include on your label, which has been approved by the European Union.
And how do you actually measure the level of polyphenols in your olives?
So when these olives, when they go to the press and then the oil comes back, and we will store it for a while, but in the meantime we take samples of that and they go to the Department of Industries in Wagga Wagga, Australia. They measure for a number of different things, impurities, and they actually class it. Is it extra virgin olive oil or is it just olive oil? And so in our case we've been very fortunate, it's always extra virgin olive oil, and as part of that they also do a measurement on polyphenols. What we're going to do for ourselves next year is we're going to have equipment here where I can actually, as we stand here now, I could tell you what the polyphenol levels in those olives are, because there's new equipment coming which you can measure it, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Raking olives and fermenting comfrey is a long way from Ross's career as Chief Press Secretary and Strategist to former Prime Minister David Longy.
Just having a look at some of these old photos here, Ross. What's actually happening in this one? An old black and white, David Longy there in the centre?
Yes, that's many, many years ago, and that is David Longy's birthday in 1983, when he would have been 41, I think. And that certainly is an ageing photograph. But back in the 80s, when he was leader of the opposition and he was very much in his in getting into a stride then against then Prime Minister Muldoon.
That was a period of great change, and it's relevant, I suppose, and I was thinking about this the other day, that the changes that happened in the 1980s, particularly for agriculture, were largely government-driven, and for better or for worse, they were done at pace, but they did actually change the face of agriculture in New Zealand. I think now what's happened, and I was reading the government had just published a Primary Production Council report on regenerative agriculture, for example. And what I'm perceiving is a real revolution worldwide and in New Zealand as well towards regenerative agriculture. And I hope this change, unlike the 80s, is farmer-led.
because I think the incentives are really there now in terms of the worldwide market and consumer change. And I think that that's the big difference. From the 1980s, it was quite clear New Zealand had gone from an economic lockdown situation where we were Fortress New Zealand to opening up to the world. And that was largely, as I say, government-led, whereas now I think it's very much a market-led approach, and I think that's far preferable. And I think it's now up to agriculture and horticulture and business generally to respond to that consumer change. And it's really happening at a great pace in this market, but also particularly in overseas market in Europe. The people I am in contact with around the world are seeing a massive increase in wellness and the whole idea of well-being and personal well-being and understanding diet and also the value of the ethics of a product.
Ross eventually ended up alongside David Longy in the Beehive when the Labour Party was elected
sort of
to power.
On his face then.
Was he good to work with? I mean, was he humorous guy?
Fantastic fun on a personal level. We had a lot of fun. I remember actually a couple of years after this, and I was when we were working in government, and we were actually in Timaru, and David, we were due to catch a plane, and David said, "Oh, I think that plane can be delayed a little bit." And he said, "Would you like to go and see your parents?" And my parents lived in Temuka in South Canterbury, and so we shot off down the drive and met my parents. My parents and the neighbourhood were absolutely shocked. Here was the Prime Minister in his limousine with his advisor there in the back, and we shot up and had morning tea with my parents. So he all he could do was just crack a joke and have a good time there, and a bit of relaxation from the daily toils of being Prime Minister.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, he was great to work for. And
have you any advice to offer people coming out of the rough and tumble of politics and moving into different career, like, for instance, agriculture, horticulture?
Yeah, I definitely think it, you know. A time in the country is very useful for some people to relax and to reflect and rethink their future. Politics is rough and tumble, and it's a hard environment. It's very hard on MPs, staff, and families, etc. And you know, there's a lot of casualties, and I think that for a number of people, you know, having time away is very precious, and it's valuable. And I think I think there's a real well-being required by all politicians and staff to you know, it's probably not a good time to say this, but before elections, but you do have to get away and be with nature for a while, I think, and that really does help soothe the soul and put things in perspective.
So what I'm going to do now is we're going in here. So you see in here, this is the cool room, and this is stored under 15 to 19 degrees, and we have in here very large tanks of olive oil. They have floating lids, which means that there is no air allowed at all around them, and they sit on, that sits on top of the oil and just floats there, and it's got a pneumatic seal around it so no air gets in or out. It's nearly full this year, so that's a good sign. And here I'm picking up a fusty, which is a small oil tank, so it goes into the press to collect the oil. So let's get that.
While Ross collects the fusties, Ross's partner Andrea is still in the olive grove checking over the harvested fruit.
Well, this is the actual large container that we take off to the press in a short while. So we're filling this up as the day goes, and we're really just putting the olives through a screen to take out some of the bigger branches and some of the leaf that we don't want in there. But it's also a chance just for me to check that there's not too many frosted olives in there or bird droppings in there, so, and quite often praying mantises. So I'm just doing a little bit of a check that we haven't got too much lifestyle in there. Yeah. So
it's looking good?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. We would normally do 350, 400, 350-ish in a half day, so in the first part of the day. So we've done pretty well here today, given there's not a lot of fruit in these rows at the moment.
And unlike grapes, these olives are going to be pressed straight away. They're not going to be sitting around,
that's
are they?
That's right. We go straight into pressing engagements, and Roger Smith gets onto it in the afternoon, and then we'll take in another lot later in the afternoon, and he'll continue with those as well. So, yep, they're done. Very fresh, which is important with extra virgin olive oil. You want it pressed as soon as possible. So, yeah.
The bin of olives is soon on its way with Ross to the local olive press.
Gets weighed in here, and so what you do is you do an initial weigh and then you set that weight against the oil, so you contrast, and that's how you work out the percentage of oil you've got. And also how much I have to pay for the pressing. We've done about 120 kgs per hour, which is pretty good.
You've got Ross's olives. What happens now?
They're weighed, assessed, and then they'll be processed through a deleafer and a washer, and then they go through a hammer mill, and then a malaxing process, which is described as kneading, which, if you can imagine kneading bread, it's very similar. And at that point, the oil is released from the cells, and then it's centrifuged rather than pressed.
Well, I better let you get on because you've got some work to do.
Hang it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So he gives me a copy of this, and I keep this. This is a record. It's also a food safety record. But this is our olive oil from yesterday's pressing. It's sort of a jade green. It's there's a little bit of cloudiness there, but that'll settle down over a period of time. You can smell the bouquet of this, and so it's got a very strong, quite a strong flavour.
Mm. Yep. Mm.
So green, isn't it?
So in Italian, that's nuovo olio, so new olives.
Ross Vintner. On our website, you'll find a video of the harvest team at work.
And by the way, when I caught up with Ross recently, he told me the tests came back from Wagga Wagga showing the highest level of polyphenols in New Zealand from their Dali Piqual oil, a whopping 721 micrograms per kilogram. Over 250 micrograms is regarded as high. And this year, Dali was recognised as one of the top olive oil producers at the Luxury Lifestyle Awards in New York, one of only three in the Southern Hemisphere placed in the top 25.